Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We've been talking this week about speaking blessings over your family, fighting from a place of victory and not for the victory. We've been remaining steadfast in the faith, and now today we're going to talk about learning that no evil can touch you and walking in how much power that you really have. In Job chapter 5 verse 19, he shall deliver you in six troubles. Yes, in seven, no evil shall touch you. How many of you believe today? I want you to keep believing God's promises of protection that comes to a place where no evil can touch you. How many of you believe the enemy cannot do anything to you unless you open the door and give him access into your house? And so we got to understand that today. So God will deliver you from all your troubles, Psalms 34 verse 19 says. And then 2 Timothy 4 and 18. So you read these scriptures as you're going through your day. Maybe you're riding in your car right now and you feel like you're feeling overwhelmed or maybe pressure's coming. But deliverance is actually not the best that God has for you because it implies that you're in trouble. How many of you know that God's best for you is the place where no trouble or evil can touch you? And with His help, you will come to that place because the Bible says He will deliver you in six troubles. Yes, in seven, no evil will touch you. How many of you know six means that man's number or man's perfect number on the sixth day man was made? Seven means perfection. So we get to a place in life where we have power over the enemy. Jesus gave us that power. No weapon formed against us can prosper. We'll tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm us, Luke 10:19. So we have the victory. This does not mean that God will only deliver you six times. It means as you keep believing God's promises of protection, after some time, you will come to a place where no evil will touch you. Do you remember just about 3 or 4 years ago, we were dealing with COVID virus, and people were afraid, and you couldn't go out, and they closed the churches, and they closed the department stores, and they closed the eating out places, and they closed everything, and we were wearing masks, and people were just living in terror and fear and all kinds of things, even though Isaiah 54:14 said, "You shall be far from oppression, and for shall not fear or terror, and it shall not come near you." Why? Because you're established in righteousness. So we got to understand that was a trying time for a lot of people. But during that time, and I would quote Psalms 91 over my family and over my life and over situations in my life. So when trouble comes, God doesn't want you to be discouraged. He wants you to know that it is only the devil trying to steal His word from your heart. The devil is afraid of leaving God's word in your hearts for even 1 second because he knows that will lead you to a place where no evil can touch you. See, the enemy wants to steal that word. The enemy is not concerned about you. The enemy is concerned about the word that's in you. So if he can take that word out of you, he can keep you discouraged. Because once the word of God is sown, you remember it's sown on four different grounds. And three times it was sown four different ways, and three times people didn't get it. And only one time did it produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. You and I have got to get that word so embedded in us. That's why he comes immediately to steal the word from your heart. He will do that by telling you, look, your child is sick. Where is God now? You must not respond by saying, well, I guess it does not work. Maybe God's promises of deliverance is not for my family. Maybe it's for those real spiritual people. I want you to understand today that the promises and protections of God are around us all the time and that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You don't have to sit around and worry about if things are going to tear up all the time. Listen, no, you must continue to stand on the promises of God. Say the previous flu my child had did not stay. God promises me deliverance and He will deliver my child then. So I will live life believing His promise of deliverance because His love, His word is true. So we're going to have a long life. What does Psalms 91:16 say? We'll have a long life and see the salvation of the Lord. So God has promised you a long life, and I will come to a place where no evil can touch me and my family. Now think about that a minute. Are we getting to that place that we can walk victorious over evil and over sickness and over bondage that tries to attack our body because we have victory? So, beloved, if it's in the next moment you happen to stumble your toe or against something hard, don't be discouraged. Wonder why God did not protect your toe. The devil has meant to cause you greater harm to you, but thank God that he could not, because God is watching over you. And keep saying, standing and saying and speaking and confessing his promises until you come to a place where no evil can touch you. See, I believe we can get to a place in our life that we continuously walk in victory. Keep believing God's promise of protection and come to a place where no evil can stand against you. What does he say? We are tread upon serpents and scorpions, that nothing by any means shall harm us. Nothing the enemy can do can harm us, because we're victorious. We're walking in victory. That's the beauty of grace. No evil shall touch us, because we are victorious.